Okay, we are recording. So first of all, I'll call the meeting to order at 5:34 Pacific Standard Time. And roll call, Aaron Stevens is present. Nathan Wakefield.
Present.
Scott Krause.
Present.
Kyle Johnson.
Present.
Jared Davis.
Present.
Noelle Yee.
Present.
Lloyd Timberlake.
Present.
Martin Frost is absent. Sandy Brown is absent. Mike Sullivan.
Present.
And Kim Laird.
Present.
Wait, do we have anybody else present who I haven't mentioned? Okay. Next, we need to approve the agenda for today. Oops, I put June 5th here. The joys of copying and pasting. August 18th. So, would anyone like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
This is Scott. I make that motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Kyle. any discussion? Okay, with no discussion, we'll move to a vote. Is anyone opposed to the motion?
Wait, do we need a discussion?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the agenda for August 18th, correct? Not June 5th?
Yeah, I just edited that.
Okay, I'm sorry, I don't have access to the most recent, so
okay.
Most recent. That's
yes,
fine.
I just changed that to August 18th.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. okay, so anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to approval of minutes, we have 2 minutes to approve this meeting, the July 17th minutes, which was the meeting at the festival prior to the new board being elected. Somebody want to make that motion?
This is Scott. I'll make that motion.
Okay, and a second?
Lloyd, second.
Okay. I'm realizing that I made little typing errors. Any discussion or corrections anyone saw?
This is Scott. I was looking at the roll call for the July 17th meeting, and Kim is listed twice, once as present and once as absent.
Funny. She left partway through, and I noticed that it's yellow for some reason, so I'm guessing it was somebody put it that way because she was present, and then she left halfway through. I don't know who was doing the typing, but that could be why it was there. So maybe how do we want to address that, just putting present?
What you can do is in parentheses after my name, an absent is left partway through the meeting. A lot of times you try to have a time on there as well, but since we can't get that.
Okay.
Just a suggestion.
Okay. I did that. So that's been updated. And I'll erase her name from absent since she was essentially there for a portion of it. Okay. Any other discussion?
Before we approve it, can we run a spell check?
Sure. Next, Keo. That's a good one. It actually has the red lines where there's misspelled words, it looks like. You don't have ability to run a spell check, correct? Scott?
I don't know. My internet comes through my phone, so when I'm making a phone call, I don't have internet.
I don't even know how to do spell check. Oh, there it is, spelling. It says B-O-D is spelled incorrectly. All right, spell check has been complete. Anything else? Okay, moving on to a vote. Anybody opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Okay, motion passes. And moving to motion for approving July 19th minutes. Anyone want to make a motion?
A motion, Lloyd.
Okay. Second.
This is Scott, I'll second.
Any abstentions?
I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry, any discussion?
yeah, the fact that lame duck chair is in here for Dave, I don't know that I like that. I mean, he was. Yeah, but I'd just like to remove that as a parenthesis.
Lame duck chair. Meeting called to order.
I wanted to say something.
Yes?
This is Jared. As far as, like, approving the minutes, I don't understand, like, since I wasn't at either of those meetings.
Right. I'm actually thinking the people who weren't present should be abstaining.
Right. So, yeah, I want to abstain.
Okay. So we can put you as abstaining from the previous one. Is that correct, Kim? You know?
Yeah.
I would assume people who weren't present at the meeting should be abstaining.
Well, if they read through the minutes, they have every right to vote on it. But if they have not read through those minutes, then they should abstain.
Even if they weren't present?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're new board members.
Okay.
But
in a year when we have four board members, four new board members, you'd never get those minutes from those last meetings approved because you wouldn't have majority.
But sure. This is Jared, and wouldn't in most years, even though you'd have new board members, wouldn't they still be present at that meeting?
Not necessarily, so, no.
But I mean, I think. Well, it seems like that's usually been the case. So, that's why I feel like, I mean, I have read the minutes, but I wasn't there. So how do I know what actually happened?
Right, and that's why I said that's your right to abstain whether you were there or not. All right, but if you've read through them and feel comfortable with them, then you can do that because, I don't even know if an audio has been put up. I know Steve Ron did do it. You know, the videotape so that we would have an audio of...
Of one of them, yeah. Of
yeah.
The general meeting.
But like I said, in years when you have four new board members on, you know, if you don't go by just reading the minutes and approving them that way, then you don't get those approved at all. Unless you guys come up with something in the bylaws where the former members... board members can have input on those last sets of minutes, but, you know.
Well, I
understand your point, too. You weren't there to actually hear the meeting or be part of it, so.
This is Jared again, and I guess it would make sense, you know, if the audio is up mm-hmm. for both of those, and I know about, or, you know, future new people know about it, and then they can also read the minutes, then, you know, it makes sense that they'd be able to vote on it, but. Since I have not heard audio for both of them, I don't feel comfortable,
yeah.
Although I have read the minutes.
Okay, yeah, you can choose to abstain then.
Thank you.
When the voting time comes, that's when you can say
right.
that you'll abstain. And so would you like to have it added that you abstain from the 17th minutes?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And any other discussion? Lame duck... do we want to put a different term there? Because he was an acting chairman, we could put acting chairman. Does that
okay.
sound better to you, Scott?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Acting chairman.
Sweet.
All right.
I'd also like to say that in the staffing section, Veronique's name is abbreviated as Vero. And it took me until about 2 seconds ago to remember that her first name was Veronique. So
okay.
could we could we put her full, either first or last name in there, or put her name in there with a parentheses, Verrill, so we can at least be aware that we're abbreviating her name that way?
Sure. Can you tell me where that is exactly?
It's under the staffing section on, I don't have a page count. But it's under proposed dates for IJA Turbo 2015. Under the staffing section, Verrill would be festival director and would be paid blah, 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 blah.
Veronique P. Staffing. Veronique. I'm just going to put it the same as it is up above. Veronique P.
And yeah. can we put her full name in there at least once, too? I'm okay with referring to her as Veronique P., but should we put, like, her full name is Veronique Provencher, I think it is?
Provencher.
That can be on the first page under reports for future fest.
I've just changed them both.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Further discussion? Okay, let's move to a vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Jared, that would be you, if you wanted to abstain.
Yes, me.
Okay.
Thank you.
And motion passes. All right, moving on to reports. First, we have 2013 post-festival report from Kim Laird, which hopefully people got a chance to read it. But if you want to give us a verbal report, that would be great, Kim.
Yep. First of all, for those of you who missed Bowling Green, it was awesome. And I don't know how many of you got to actually read my report. I apologize for it being late. This is a very, very sketchy kind of post-fest report. It's more the warm fluffies of the week because the financials are not completely finished. I'm still waiting for BGSU items. During the fest, I believed, and Jerry Martin believed as well, that we had hit the 500 mark. Actually, the final numbers show a total of 461 jugglers in the gym, which was still fantastic. 15 vendors were there. There were over 100 regular workshops offered throughout the week, and 3 special workshops, one by Jay Gilligan, one by Stephen Ragatz, and one by Thomas Dietz. And altogether, those 3 special workshops saw 60 participants, which was phenomenal. There were a core group of volunteers, as I put in my FEST report, that put in well over 50 hours during that week of the FEST. They didn't get to participate in workshops and pretty much just busted their tails at different events, whether it be the registration table or whatnot. Jerry Martin, Dina Scharnhorst, Scott Krause, Keith Nelson, Vivica Gardner, Dave Pawson, my 2 personal minions, Kara Beck and Rob Borowski, Jayco, Henry Benton, Emery Kimbrough, all of these people pretty much did not really get to enjoy the fest as many others did because they were busy running the fest. Scott, big thank you to you because I know we've been going through numbers since the fest. So you've been putting in a lot of time post-fest as well. Martin Frost and Holly Greeley, and like I said, Scott again, have been putting in tons of hours even after the fest trying to get things all finalized for me. All of the bills at BGSU for this fest have been paid with the exception of certain BGSU items. That's the housing bill, the meals cards, the green room and fun food, the parking permits, and the theater. I was supposed to have that 10 working days after the fest. However, Patrick did go away for about a week, and so he's behind on getting those bills to me. But once they're in, everything else has been taken care of. We used Square Register for the first time this year. There were a lot of positives about the system, but there were also some negatives. If it is to be used again, I would definitely suggest that we have two or three iPads or iPhones going or whatever pad, notebook system you're doing. We used one this year, which wasn't bad, but that meant that one was being passed around. So if we had had at least two going, I think things would have been a little smoother. I also think there needs to be a transition. If one person is leaving the registration area that is trained on that, the next person coming in should have at least 15 or 20 minutes, hopefully more like half an hour, of transition time where they can learn the system. It's a very simple system to learn. Art Thomas and the kids from St. Ignatius use Square Reg at the doors for the theater to sell tickets on site before each show. They picked it up in like 5 or 10 minutes and were running with it. But it would be nice to have that. That system gave the IJA the ability to not only accept Visa and MasterCard, which are the only credit cards that have been accepted in the past at IJA. It also gave us the ability to accept Discover and American Express. And I have to say, a lot of people paid by Discover and American Express, going back through all of the items. It's also slightly cheaper to use Square Register than our traditional credit card machine. It's 2.75% per swipe, or you can also opt to pay a flat $275 per month for unlimited swipes. But I think once we go through and look at that, we didn't come to the $275 mark based on sales, so we should be okay there. But it's a great system. I would suggest that it be used again. Scott, maybe you have some other suggestions as well. I thought it worked fairly well. Late in the week, they did do an update where finally when we punched in just the price of something, if it wasn't already in the register, they finally added a memo section. Early in the week, that was not there and caused us some problems, but that was an update that was done later in the week.
The most important thing, that people are aware that every transaction needs to have a note if it's not a standard transaction.
Exactly. But they didn't have that capability for us at the beginning of the week.
Right.
That came in later, so it's nice that it's there. Transportation for all our performer guests was provided by BG Airport Shuttle. We did pay them, of course, but Tom Baer and his crew, Tom is the owner of BG Airport Shuttle. They were just the epitome of professionalism. They were on time. They were polite. Every performer said it was a great car ride with them. A suggestion for future fests, if you're going to be on a college campus, which next year we are, but if I read things right, things are going to be a little different. Here at BGSU, it wasn't just IJA items that I had to take care of, but I had to assign all housing. I had to keep a spreadsheet of who ordered what meal cards and how much was put on them, and it was a complete spreadsheet. And I also had to keep track of the parking passes, which were a little easier to take care of. The housing and the meal cards were a nightmare. My dining room table was filled with sticky notes of who wanted to room with whom and suite mates and all this other stuff. If the campus requires us to do room assignments and take care of meal cards and whatnot, I would seriously suggest a co-director, one person to simply take care of the college-related items, one person to take care of the IJA items, because the first two, maybe 2.5 days of the fest, I was dealing more with BGSU items than I was with anything related to the IJA. And I felt like I was kind of neglecting some of my other duties. because of that. Another suggestion I'd have for the board, and this may or may not make sense, but in my mind, for some reason, it does. It might be something to consider choosing your fest director first and then finding your site. And here is why. I did the fest in 2010 and now again in 2013 and found the same thing. You're sending someone to do a site visit to see if we even want to go to that place, and then several months later or a year later, whatever, your fest director for that fest is coming in and doing pretty much a lot of the same stuff that the initial person did. But it's different contacts. It's running through the process twice for that fest site. It's also possibly costing the IJA more money because you have two different people going at two completely different times to check out the site, and it's very difficult to run a fest without having seen the facility. So it's just something to consider, that, you know, maybe reversing the process and seeing how that runs. BGSU's media department spent the week recording video and taking still photos of the fest, and they are putting together an IJA teaser, as they call it, that we will be able to post on our website, to post on our YouTube channel, whatever we want to do with that, at no charge. They're doing that at no charge to us. It's a project for their media people. I had also spoken with their media department. They were excited about the idea of producing our 2013 Fest video. However, after they watched the 2011 DVD and heard how much actual raw footage there is to look through, they said it's a much bigger project than their kids can handle in one semester. So they do not feel they can do this project. But what I would like to do, with the board's permission, is I would like to seek out someone to do the post-fest production. And, of course, I would bring everything to the board before, you know, doing any kind of contract or that. But I'd kind of like to see the video through to fruition. I know it's not necessarily part of the fest director's job, but, you know, that's one of those things I just like to see through.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest downfalls of the week, in my opinion, probably some of yours, was the whole fire fiasco on Friday night. And Wendy Strom, who is the executive director of their Visitors Bureau, and I have learned a lot. She learned things about her city that she did not know.
Fill in, just really quick to fill in people who don't know what she's talking
sure.
about. That was the, yeah, do you want to?
At the busker competition, we were supposedly allowed to do fire. I had filed all the paperwork. The fire chief had been in on meetings since last August when I went on our initial site visit. He had been in on every meeting with the Visitors Bureau Executive Director, Wendy Strom. They knew we were going to do fire there. They knew that the permit was applied for. We get there, and just as Sam, and his last name's going to escape me.
Malcolm.
Sam Malcolm was in the middle, right toward the finale of his busker spiel, and was about to light up his torches, and the fire police man that was standing right there with Bowling Green Police said, "He can't light up. We'll arrest him."
What?
And Wendy and I went ballistic. We're like, "What do you mean? The paperwork was filed. What do you mean?" Long story short, they're claiming that they never got the paperwork. I did not have an actual license in my hand. My bad. But the fire chief also did not tell me or Wendy until 2 weeks before the fest that we even needed this fire permit. He told us we needed a fire safety officer and that I had to find one from the list of those certified in Ohio. I found someone at a cost of $500 an event. They came on Tuesday and Thursday to our fire nights, no problem. That's because we were on campus. When this fire police officer said, no, we can't do it, the fire safety officer was standing right there. None of us understood what was going on. Came to find out since the fest that you needed to not only have that fire safety officer, but this application should have been done well in advance. They need to have it approved and the license in my hand, or whoever's doing the event, in their hand, no later than 10 days before the event. I'm not even supposed to apply for it. It's supposed to be that fire safety officer that applies for it. The fire safety officer didn't even know he was the one that needed to apply for it. So some things are a little hazy in that town. Wendy is trying to work that out so that if, you know, anyone else who comes into Bowling Green has a very clear set of rules and knows exactly what they need to expect if they want to do fire in the town. That was a big downer for Friday night. I listed things here that I could have done better on the fest, the a la carte purchases on Square Register, which I've already slightly talked about. I should have had one person or just a couple people as dedicated volunteers just to deal with the BGSU items so that I could deal with some other IJA things. I had about 10 registration packets that were missing, but I did verify on my computer that they had indeed purchased a package online in pre-reg and got that taken care of. Vendor Alley, that was suggested by some of our 2012 vendors, and the vendors who were set up in that configuration for the most part seemed to like it. I would have staged it a little bit better than what I did, given them a little bit more room or found a better way to flow people through that area. But some vendors wanted to be part of that vendor alley, some did not. So I tried to keep everyone as happy as possible. I should have been a lot bolder, as I put it, with Patrick at BGSU, because he and the staff at Bowling Green would change the rules from time to time. Like at first, they had told me all along, yes, you can buy your meal tickets on site. And even that first day, I believe we sold some meal tickets, you know, for the week. And then by Monday, late in the day, he came to me and said, no, we'd really rather not do that. So it was just some things between the university and us kept getting changed, and I should have just stuck by my guns and said, you know, you told me that this was the way it's going to be, so this is the way it's going to be. So that was my bad there. The presentation of the People's Choice Trophy this year was poorly timed. I originally planned for it to be during the big toss-up, and as I looked around the gym, there was no Kellen Quinn. Couldn't even find Richard, his coach, to find out where he was. I sent people scrambling through the workshop rooms and that, trying to find him. We couldn't find him. So I just moved on and instead presented during the Joggling Awards. Thinking back on it, that's an award that could actually be done in Cascade of Stars, because that's a big enough award. But we were already giving like three awards during that time, and I placement of awards is a tough thing to juggle during that week. So that one was a bad placement. Good notes: 3 world records broken. Yay. And they are being validated and certified, hopefully. Alan Howard has sent in the footage from those, and he's working on getting that certification process, you know, straight through so these people have certified world records. 461 in the gym was awesome. We had 212 people at Planting the Juggling Seed Show, which was awesome. We were 60 seats short of selling out Cascade of Stars in a 900-seat theater, so that was great. I just have to quote what I put here. Did you juggle in the Jugglers Parade? OMG, over 100 jugglers marched. And if you guys weren't there to see this, this is the most incredible. I got the joy of being at the very end of the parade. I was crying the whole parade because it was so awesome looking. And people were out on the streets, and the community really backed us on this parade. And Bowling Green High School's marching band was phenomenal. And they sold out of all of their shirts. So very happy about that. Busker competition had huge crowds, and these were crowds that came out to see the buskers. There was nothing else going on in the town that night except for the parade and our buskers, so that was great. The fest survey, Martin has the festival survey, and that will be going out if it hasn't gone out already. I would say probably within the next 48 hours, but it's going out soon. As I said, most bills will be paid, I'm hoping, within this next week. And I'm hoping to have the summary of the survey and all the financials before your September meeting. I'm also working on updating and recreating a festival director's handbook. Mike and Sandy Brown, Mike Sullivan and Sandy Brown, both have, you know, worked on this in the past, but things have changed. So I'm going to update some of the things that they've written and add some of the new things that have come along.
Cool.
And I think that is it.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Any questions or discussions for Kim?
Do you have an idea how you want to proceed with the 2013 video release? Like, are you going to seek out a solo, someone that does video editing, or what's your gut feeling right now?
I really like the idea of, I know it, we've had jugglers always do it in the past. Taylor Glenn is I think, just finishing up the 2012 DVD. Ivan Bissell has done the video editing prior to that. What I would like to do, and like I said, this is with the board's permission if they allow me to, is we have a couple of schools in my area, down in the Philadelphia area. These are schools specifically for the media arts. And I think if I present it to one of those schools, that we will get a high-quality product at a reasonable price and within a reasonable time frame. There are the three things I'm looking at: reasonable price, reasonable time frame, and quality product.
Cool.
But Philadelphia has at least two schools of the arts that have media programs, and these are colleges. They are not high schools or anything.
Okay. Do you want us to make an official motion to approve you to do it? Or, I mean, I personally think, yeah, carrying it through to the end is important.
That's totally up to you guys. If you want to make it a motion, that's fine. If you want to just informally say, you know, for me to go and at least investigate it and come back to the board next month or
yeah, I'd say that would be great.
Proposal.
Make a proposal for the board to make a motion on next month, but if you want to continue investigating, unless anyone else has any other desire to take on the video project.
That would be great. And, Kim, you have the information that was presented to the BGSU group as well about time commitments and things, too. I wouldn't want them getting excited about the project in the same manner and then having their hopes dashed, or our hopes dashed, I guess.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Great.
Okay. Great. Any other questions for Kim? Thoughts?
Kim, I would like to say thank you so much for running the festival and doing a tremendous job. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're
welcome,
Kim. Truly impressive. The whole process was awesome to watch, and your organizational skills are admirable. good work.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Kim, this is Jared. I also really appreciated your write-up of the festival and all the work you did and you put into it, so thank you.
Thank you very much. I skipped over one part, which was a proposal that I also have for the board, but I can write that up separately. I'd like the opportunity to look at a future festival site that I think it's a different type of venue for the IJA, but I think it would be phenomenal for the IJA. And I'm looking down the road for like 2016, 2017.
Yeah,
but I
you
can write that
up as an...
Yeah, we had talked about this one at the festival,
right,
Aaron.
I remember. Yeah, it sounds great. But, yeah, just because we want to try to wrap this meeting up by 6:30.
Yep, go ahead.
If you want to write that up for a separate meeting, maybe next month when you do the festival report, that can be part of the discussion.
I definitely will. Scott, okay. I have one question for you. I saw you said that the finances are posted. Is Scott here?
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what you're referring to. I saw your email.
The email that said festival reports are posted on the website, or were you referring to my Fest report?
Oh, that was my Fest reports, because my intention to immediately go and write, basically, there isn't anything new to report.
Okay.
My two reports.
On the drive, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Great. Well, thank you so much, Kim.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was an excellent fest. So fun. So fun. Okay, moving on to the next report, we have the 2014 festival planning. I just wanted to give a couple updates on things since we don't have a director yet. Did people get a chance to read it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there was the issue that there was a deposit due on August 1st. Which I didn't realize until after that date when I read the contract. So that has been addressed, and I'm assuming Scott has gone through the bank account. I know it was set for August 14th.
Which was also the earliest that it will be set.
What's that?
It was also the earliest available time for it received. So, I mean, didn't dawdle on that one.
So we're assuming that it's gone through at this point, or I'm assuming.
Yes, I can that after the call.
Okay, great. I rewrote the contact there, who apparently is also a new contact. Dave Pawson said we had a new person there, so I'm guessing she's just getting used to her role as well. But I haven't heard anything back. I rewrote her today just to make sure that the payment's gone through and that everything's squared away and that it's not going to affect us negatively. So that would be awful. But I think... should be okay explaining the changeover in direction and stuff. So that we got it in as quick as we could. So I'll let you guys know when I hear back from her. Yeah, and then we obviously have a discussion today about the festival director, which will be good, and promotion will be the next big thing. Should we not approve the director today, it would be good for us to talk about ways that we can move forward in the meantime, certain things that need to be addressed, like marketing and different things like that. So, but we'll see how that goes. Any discussion?
Are we discussing the future festival?
Just the 2014 report.
Okay. I have no discussion.
Okay. All right. Why did I lose my report? Okay. Future festival planning, Mike Sullivan, and if we could keep it to a few minutes, that would be great.
Nothing more than I wrote in my report, so I'm happy to take questions.
Okay. And people got to read that. Excited about the moving forward with the Quebec option. That sounds great. Can't wait to see what you guys discuss.
U of I Champaign and Birmingham, Alabama, what years are we considering them as possible sites for? Like 2016 and beyond?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And I think one thing that will be really good for the board to do, because we are having our planning meetings, and at this next planning meeting, is one thing I hope to address is just the festivals in general. I know Mike's always asked for kind of some direction from the board as far as searching for festivals. And one thing I think that needs to be addressed is, yeah, just the overall process of finding a site. And I think Kim brings up a good point of, you know, should it be a person that we find as a director who then finds the site, and how we want to move forward, and locations, and really booking out kind of the next four years, ideally having a long-term plan would be great.
This is Jared, and I agree with that. I think Kim has a great idea of having the festival organizer be the person to, you know, choose that first and then have them get the site or get all that worked out. I know that the last I heard, the EJC, the way they do it, it's similar to that. And
right.
It seems like that makes more sense to have a local who knows everything be the one to organize the event. But I guess that's – I also wanted to say I liked Kyle's idea of looking into fairgrounds for festival. So that's all I wanted to say.
Cool. Yeah, so that can be part of our next meetings, planning meetings topics. Okay, any other discussion?
Mike, just want to thank you for putting that information together for us.
My pleasure.
And for your discussions with Veronique. It's excellent. She had written me saying, I'm talking to Mike and we're moving forward and it's going to happen. And I was like, yes, go Mike. Okay, education report. Nothing more than what I wrote. Everyone read it? Any discussion regarding it?
I have a question. The badge system idea, I think, is a really good idea. I was just wondering if Ellen had thought of any ways to implement it, or if that was something that has yet to be worked on.
That's something that's yet to be worked on, I think. I mean, the last I heard from her was that meeting that you were at the festival.
Okay.
So, yeah, and that's kind of where I heard about it. So the implementation is yet to unfold. But just,
I don't know if this happened already, but since Ellen has taken over, could you email or talk to her and have her email all of the YEP reps her contact information?
Yeah, definitely. And she sent out an email prior to the thing, but yeah, she can definitely, I'll talk to her about sending out just an official thing that she's kind of taking the reins and to contact her with questions and such.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay. No further discussion. The IRC report. Any discussion? This is another one I want to address more thoroughly at our upcoming meeting.
I would like to talk about the region concept as you had written in here at our next meeting. So
yeah,
do it.
Definitely. Another thing, just speaking of that next meeting, one thing I was going to do, so you guys know, is I'll send out the basic strategic plan we started on 3 years ago, and unfortunately hasn't been followed up with through the years, but it's a good place to start and look at kind of what the goals were and what has been met and what hasn't. But that's something I'll be sending out within the next week. And so you can kind of see why some of the things unfolded the way they did. Any other discussion? Okay. And membership report. Marilyn's, just so you all know, Marilyn now has a spreadsheet that she's updating every month, and that's a great way for us to see the numbers. They're back on the upswing, which is a great thing.
I have a point of discussion. Are we moving on to that?
Yeah,
now?
Discussion. Yep.
One of the things that struck me about the membership numbers was that the family memberships dipped like crazy since 2009. I mean, from 227 to 163 currently.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be something we, as the board, should address in the future if we're going to continue improving membership numbers.
Yeah, memberships in general have dipped a lot some fun and, yeah.
I'm sorry, my sound cut out. What was that last, what were those, what did you just say about numbers?
The family memberships have dipped from 227 to 163 over the last 3 years. And we've been talking about what seems to me to be individual memberships, or like the benefits for individual members to try and attract members back, but we haven't really addressed families at all.
Mm. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. We did get one new Lifetime member, it looks like, in the last month. That's kind of exciting.
He came at the fest, yes.
Yeah?
When this, his name escapes me right now, he came up to the registration table to renew his membership when he was registering for the festival on site.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I want it to be a life member, but, you know, back in the day I didn't have the money. And I pulled up the amount that it would be and said it's $1,250 now. There's still time to be a life member. And he pulled out his checkbook and
wow.
paid right there.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
I've been talking to lots of people who are Lifetime members, too, and a lot of them have been very pleased with the direction the IJ is going recently, is the report I got from a bunch of Lifetime members, so that's good news, too. Sweet. And then any other discussion? Okay, financial report. Scott reported that he doesn't have anything to report this month. Okay. Oh, I skipped some, didn't I? Marketing and website were the other two that have nothing to be reported this month. Okay, moving on to motions. So, first motion is a motion to approve the current IJ officers on a pro tem basis until the vote on 2014 IJ officers is made following the September 15th deadline for letters of interest. So we did this already at the festival, but it was for a one-month period, so this is just to extend it until we officially do the vote. And it's basically just saying everyone who's currently an officer stays in their officer positions until that vote happens. Does anyone want to make that motion?
This is Scott. I'll make the motion.
And a second?
I second. Kyle?
Who was that?
Kyle?
Kyle.
Yeah, it's I second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, the December 15th deadline looks like it will be, I think, the day we're going to have our next meeting, or the week before. I just want to make sure that this approval goes until we can approve the next, you know, approve the officers.
Right, and what I put is made following the September 15th deadline, so whatever date we end up doing it after that deadline. So it should go, not saying that that's the deadline to do the vote, but whenever we make the vote following that deadline for letters of interest.
Okay, so that would probably be October. Is that going to cause any...
No, it would probably be our next voting meeting, the third...
The third Sunday
the
is...
The third Sunday.
15th.
It's the 15th.
Yeah, so if we say the 15th deadline, that means we're in theory, accepting... accepting letters of interest until the end of the day.
Got it.
And, yeah.
We haven't approved our meetings yet. So, essentially it would be until our meeting following that date. So it would either be that we do the meeting on the 15th or we do it on the 22nd, and then which we can schedule if we need to based on that. If we want to approve them in September, we could schedule it for the 22nd for that reason, and then otherwise it wouldn't be until October that we'd be able to vote.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that up. We'll talk about that scheduling later, but that's fine otherwise.
Sweet. Yeah, no, that's a good thing to point out. Any other discussion? Okay, we'll move to vote. Anybody opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Okay. And this next motion, I wrote it as is just to have a motion so that we can discuss it, but any amendments that need to be made are fine. So motion to approve Katja Sabin and Bill Gilliland as 2014 IJ Festival co-directors with a $5,000 stipend plus 10% of profit after a $5,000 profit has been reached. Anyone want to make the motion? Which we have to do.
Oh, Noel, and I'm expecting that motion.
Okay. No, that was Noel.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Hard to hear.
And do we have a second?
Is there going to be any discussion?
Yeah, of course. We have to have the motion made in order to discuss it.
I'll second. This is Lloyd.
Okay. Okay, and discussion.
This is Jared, and I like the idea of the $5,000 stipend, but I read Lloyd's email of his concern of having a percentage on the profit, and I agree with him that having a percentage on the profit may encourage, or it may cause the directors to try to cut expenses, which will, so that they can make more money. And so I would prefer it just be like a flat rate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd also say that a percentage of profit is difficult to do because they will probably want their profit or their percentage, their cut, quick. And you know, we're a month after the 2013 festival, and we still don't have all of our expenses and things nailed down. So it would make it difficult to get it to them in a timely manner. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually, this is Noel. I'm sort of in support of the percentage model, just in terms of with the anticipation that the festival will make above significantly what it plans to make, which, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, it would be best if the festival did make more money, and I understand the cutting corners side of it, but I feel like incentivizing the role of a fest director can only benefit the festival in terms of producing more financially, I guess, in other ways as well.
Yeah, and that would be why I presented that idea initially, is that it's an incentive thing. It essentially, the model is, and it's often used for event planning, is to give the directors incentive to make a profit. So it's like the more profit they make, the more they make too, which I see your guys' other point of, you know, they might cut corners. However, knowing these specific people that we're considering did it for free in the past, I wouldn't think that would be an issue. But also the incentivizing thing was kind of the method behind the concept or the idea.
Go ahead.
We can also incent them based on something other than profit, too. So if the issue is the possible cost-cutting, you know, like cost-cutting to make profit, we can incent them on something else, too. There's countless financial things to incent them on, as well as like the number of people who attend the festival, the number of like day passes sold as opposed to the number of people who attend. You know, there's different things we can look at to as incentives or as bases for incentives.
I like going by the amount of people. I think that's a very good idea. I don't know how we would do that. But
right. It gets complicated.
Because I think that's a very important part. I mean, like, IJAs in the past we've had 1,000-person IJAs, right?
Oh, that happened. Good. Yep.
Like, in the past, but that hasn't been for a really long time, so.
Since regional festivals became big.
I think we have enough people in America that would be interested, and we should be able to get more, so. I like the amount of people.
I like the amount of people as well. It's very simple to count. It's just more difficult to figure out what sort of money you add, you make depending on the amount of people. That's the tricky thing.
Right. Well, instead of people, though, we could do like gym pass days sold, and that's a very specific number. We know exactly how much money is coming in from it, so we could say 5% of gym passes sold. But that a huge percentage of our income is from gym passes, so I'm going to do that.
I like that.
All right. Well,
this is Jared, and I just want to say, like Aaron talked about a little bit, you know, not this summer, but the year before, Matt Hall did it completely for free. He paid for his own festival package, and now we're looking at, for 2 years after that, paying somebody $5,000 plus 10% of the profit, and I think that's just a big swing, and I think we need to be careful about approving somebody with such a big pay when other people don't even know that they could make that much. You know, if we advertise, if we're going to do that, if we're going to offer that much money, I think we should advertise it and let people know. Otherwise, it's not really fair.
Yeah. You emailed me saying that we shouldn't advertise it. But, yeah, because I was initially potentially going to advertise something in the post, but I'd gotten feedback from you and others not to advertise it. So.
Well,
This is Noel. I was just thinking that, I mean, I guess it's more about the sustainability of the role that we're attempting to create,
right,
as opposed to the history that the role has been filled in the past. I'm not saying to ignore that, but we're seeking to create a sustainable fest director role. It seems like the right direction to offer financial compensation for that role. I mean, if we want, I don't know what the vision is behind having the same director do it a few years in a row, but whatever we envision this role being sustainable, maybe I think it becomes more sustainable when there is a monetary something.
Sustainable
and maybe it doesn't make a big jump, but.
Right. I actually got emailed today from somebody. I got several emails back from many members after the membership email went out for the call for directors. Got one back today saying, after looking at your job description, I feel this role should be paid $35,000 for the amount of work that goes into it. Grantville has always been a volunteer organization, but it is a lot of work, and I know some people are chance, Kim, for doing it for free, but also to get quality work and to really show our appreciation for the people working hard in that position. I feel payment is important. And while Matt chose to go to free, we did pay the director previous to that. That festival did lose quite a bit of money, which is why we went to the model of nobody paid or everybody paid to get in. Nobody had a single comp. All the board members started paying to get in. Prior to that, the board members did not pay to get in. But I think looking towards the future, we are in a strong financial situation right now, far stronger than 3 years ago when I got on the board, and being able to give that incentive for people working hard, I think, is good.
Aaron is right. In the past, we have incentivized fest directors, and there's a lot of ways you can do it. But I'm more concerned that we discuss the qualifications of the people who have submitted their letter. And if none of the board that's on the call tonight is familiar with the history of the last time Katja and Bill ran the festival in 2006, then we really need to discuss this in more detail.
I agree. I don't think it's possible to vote something like this evening.
Yeah, definitely.
Mike, thanks for bringing that up, because, Aaron, I did send you the P&L from 2006.
Yeah, I saw that. And so one thing I was going to suggest is that when we do the amendment, that we more amend it to say how much we're willing to offer somebody, just so that we do know that going forward, and then potentially push back the motion for the actual approval of the specific directors involved. But that way, I've been trying to communicate it with you guys through email, but I think if we can lock down kind of what we want to offer, that would be helpful in the search process. But yes.
Yes, if none of the board was around or was had visibility to what was going on leading up to the 2006 festival, then I really don't think you can make a decision on these applicants until you're familiar with that.
How do you propose we go about becoming familiar?
Either do it by Board Plus or private email or a second phone call.
Or you can also, Aaron, I did not send that P&L to everybody on the board, but feel free to of course, share it with the other board members. And just as a point of background here as well, and Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you did Minnesota, Rochester, I believe the agreement with you was payment only if the IJA made a certain amount of profit first. Is that correct, if I'm remembering right?
Partially correct, Kim. I have all the documents. I can forward it onto the board for consideration for whoever just, you know, steps forward and wants to pursue this. My proposal, which was accepted for my work on 2011, was a quarterly stipend to pay me for the year and, you know, 15 months of work that I put in regardless of the outcome of the festival, because there could be a natural disaster or the building could burn down or anything like that could happen out of my control. And it wouldn't be fair for me to do all that work and not be paid at all for something out of my control. And then a incentive portion whereby the IJA collects the first X number of dollars in profit. And after X number of dollars in profit, the festival director shares a percentage of further profit.
Right.
And that proposal was acceptable to the board back in 2009 or 2010 when it was agreed. It would have worked out great for everyone had we had more than 300 people come to Rochester, but it didn't. So I received a stipend for my year and a half of work, and no further payment on the bonus plan.
And Matt's agreement was similar. I know his agreement was a percentage of profits after a certain amount, but again, we did not meet that certain amount. It was basically a break-even fest, so that's why he did not get a percentage of the profits. That was the same in 2009 for the 2010 fest. The person was offered a percentage of the profit, but then the board ended up needing to fire that person from the position. So, I mean, this has been done several, or at least tried several times in the past.
Right.
And I have some of those documents as well.
Yeah. Okay. So it almost seems like this is a two-part discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if, Kim, I know you wrote specifically saying that you were the chair while these two were the directors. Is there any insight that you'd be willing to give us to us at this time?
Well, I don't remember if I sent this email to the entire board or just to you, Aaron. The biggest concern we had as a board during that time was the lack of communication. For months before the festival, we did not get any reports as to what was going on, what the budget looked like, any kind of basic information. I'd have to go back in the board notes and actually look, but I know it was at least 4 or 5 months ahead of the fest that we lost communication.
I'm browsing the meeting minutes from the month leading up to 2006 fest, and there are absolutely no reports from the board, from the festival director.
And there was no report after. There was no final report given. It took us months to get the P&L that I did send to Aaron, and that was after much coercion to get that. So I'd have to look more through my notes, but the biggest problem was lack of communication.
Okay.
Well, that was the biggest problem before the fest, and then at and after the fest, there was a whole nother box full of hurt. No better way to put it. It was an awful, awful situation.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I kind of blocked that out of my mind.
Like we're not ready to vote in favor of the government, and we're not really ready to vote in favor of a monetary plan unless someone wants to offer one.
I can send to the board the general outlines of the proposal that I submitted that was accepted back in 2010 for my 2011 work as a starting point, and you can just get an idea of the reasoning and so on.
Noel.
Hello, guys. Sorry, my phone died on me.
Okay. Welcome back. Thanks for coming back.
I can also send the information from the person who was supposed to be 2010 Fest director.
Okay.
That we had to get rid of, and I think I have Matt's agreement here on my computer.
Okay.
So I'll look into all that.
So I know these two, they have been talking to me a bunch, and I know them from the past as well, and they're pretty excited to be back involved with the IJ, and it sounds to me from the past it might be like they're excited for a fresh start from whatever happened. So it would be good to get reports from you guys also to give them a chance to, like you said, address how things could be done differently this time.
Mm-hmm.
They do seem pretty excited, and they have done a lot of other festival directing too, other than just that Portland festival, regional festivals. So I know you said you had done a phone interview in the past, and that sounds like something that could be good. Also a written letter of communication agreements,
mm-hmm.
kind of a contract of communication agreements and what those could look like. Attending the monthly festivals or attending the monthly meetings, doing monthly reports, who their point of contact is from the board, and when and why they're expected to report to that person on a regular basis, things like that. Just to address any issues that have happened in the past, and see if we could come up with a list of those things prior to our next meeting, should they still be continued in or interested in continuing to pursue the meeting. Is that something, I mean, from Kim's and Mike's standpoint, again, not knowing the history?
I would just make sure that whenever money is involved, whenever you are paying out a stipend, that you just have everything in black and white and make sure you're very clear on your expectations and make sure that there are also consequences when those expectations are not met. Like if you go 2 months without hearing from the fest director, that they lose 10% of or 5% of whatever they were supposed to get. This is the way the contract with Ivan Bissell used to be made, where if he didn't hit his due date for the DVD, he started losing money on the production of the DVD.
Okay. Nice. So how does the other board feel as far as moving forward with this? Because they are the only interested party currently that has contacted us to be the festival director. There was one other person who said he might be interested. We had a phone call, and he quickly said, oh, never mind, I don't think I can handle that. So,
and I think we vote no for right now and then set up the sort of telephone interviews we're talking about.
Okay, and who would we think the telephone interviews would be with the full board? Should we invite them to our next planning meeting or something and have that be where the phone interview happens?
Yeah, for part of it, and we plan the questions fairly carefully in advance, so it's not a kind of, endless discussion.
Right.
Yeah, I think we talk about this a little more, probably a better idea, before we talk to them. Like, talk about what happened last time they were director, and then so we have a better feel of what we should be asking.
Right.
What if we go ahead and, rather than motion to approve them, like motion to approve the amount and then go ahead and advertise it.
That's what I was thinking as well, or advertise the amount.
So rather than, right, go ahead, yeah, we can go ahead and like put a number figure on it that we can all agree on or whatever, and then advertise it to everybody, and I'm quite certain we'll get more applicants.
Possibly.
Well, the problem with that is you may advertise a figure much higher than someone is willing to take. I mean, someone may want to do this for a total of $5,000.
Right, and maybe that's what we're going to vote. And, yeah, but at the same time, nobody's been responding at this point. So,
I think that we should do it for something, for like $5,000 or be it a percentage. But I don't think, yeah. So I think we should just hammer out something real quick to vote on.
Does somebody have a specific proposal? And also, if we're going to advertise that, who wants to take that on? Because I've been doing it up to this point. It's been a whole lot of work, and I'm about done with my promoting parts. There's a whole bunch of other stuff I'm dealing with as the board chair, too.
I will to vote on, and then we can make a plan to do something else.
Okay. So, anyone have a specific motion they want to present as far as the
motion? So, Aaron, I'm saying that we do have a motion that's been moved and seconded, so it has to be dealt with. The board has to vote yes or no.
Right, but we can also amend it.
We can also amend it, but I think given that we can't agree on either the couple or the hyphen, it's going to be hard to amend it in a way that will work.
I was thinking, well, Jared just suggested that we do propose a financial piece at this point.
The other thing that you can do,
kill the motion.
Suggestion here is to vote against this particular motion and then make a new motion.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Okay. All right. Do we want to do that?
Sure.
Okay. So, moving to voting. Anyone oppose?
I oppose.
Yes.
Oppose.
So that's Lloyd.
And Kyle.
I heard.
Nathan.
Jared also.
Jared. Anyone else oppose?
Nathan.
Nathan. Okay, so the motion does not pass at that point. Okay. And then do we want to present another motion regarding the payment? While the incentivizing thing is good to look at for the future, I would be okay with moving forward with just a $5,000 stipend, and I think that's a good increase to start with from the last 2 years of having it be nothing or a percentage.
Yeah, can we just say for now, I mean, that first, I would say I feel comfortable with the $5,000 at least. And then, you know, if things go really well, we could give them a gift or something, you know, like maybe to be decided later. But, like, at least the five, I think, is fine.
I think so, too. We can talk about incentives to be discussed or negotiated as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we can also discuss it with the specific parties that we're considering and what's going to work for them and do negotiations and stuff. But we can at least vote that we're willing to advertise to potential interested parties $5,000.
Yeah.
Does that seem kind of what we're moving at if we're still opening this to other people? Okay. And essentially we're supposed to, I think, make the motion in order to...
Can I make the motion?
You can make the motion. We should write the motion out. So do you have a proposed motion to write out?
Oh.
Motion to approve...
Motion to approve $5,000 stipend for the 2014 International Jugglers Association Festival Director.
All right. Sounds like a good motion to me. Okay. Anyone want to make the motion? Kyle, you can make
it. I make the motion.
Okay. Anyone want to second the motion?
Who made the motion?
Kyle.
Kyle, sorry.
It's okay. You're still getting used to the voices.
Yeah. I'll second Lloyd.
Second? Okay. Discussion on this motion.
I'd like it read one more time. I don't have the document in front of me, I'm sorry.
Okay. Amended motion to approve $5,000 stipend for 2014. And it's actually not an amended motion any longer because
right.
We changed it. So just motion to approve $5,000 stipend for the 2014 IJ Festival Director. I'm just going to put for the... Okay. So any discussion on that?
I think it sounds great.
Okay. And let's go ahead and vote. Anyone opposed to the motion? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay, good. So that brings us to Varia, which I would like to add, making our plan for next steps for how we want to both continue discussions with Bill and Katja, and if we want to continue publicity of the role and advertise the $5,000, and who's going to take those. And my battery's about to die, so I'm going to go switch phones really quick. So sounded like we wanted to come up with questions for Bill and Katja and research the history so we know what questions to ask.
Kyle Johnson. Sorry, guys.
It's all good. Is that correct? Coming up with questions for...
Yeah.
Katja, okay. Does anyone want to take that project on, researching the history a bit and looking at questions and presenting them to the board? And also presenting any documents to the board that need to be presented?
Yeah, I'll do that if Kim can provide the document. It sounds like she's got them right there.
Yep, Lloyd, I'm emailing it to you right now.
Thank you.
And that's both the P&L statements and then also, it might be good to look at the old eJuggle forum or juggle.org forums and minutes and stuff just to kind of see what the communications issues were and go from there.
I have the letter and list of questions that we sent as well as the P&L.
Okay. Great. And then the other thing would be if we want to continue promotion of the director position. Jared, it sounded like you might be interested in doing more promotion of that.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll do that. I'll talk with you about that later.
And advertising the $5,000 at this point, do we all agree that that's okay to advertise now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Which I would have, preferred to have done that in the first place, but now we'll do it now. And okay, so that sounds like a plan. So then do we want to try to schedule that interview to be at our next meeting time if we want to have it be an all-board meeting with them?
When is the next meeting time, Erin?
We're going to schedule that in a moment. It'll be the next planning meeting, essentially, but essentially it will be probably either two or 3 weeks, depending on when we want our second September meeting to be.
Maybe it's a good idea to have them come in, like, half hour into it, so we can talk about everything.
Yeah. I mean, that changes it a bit from a planning meeting that we had been discussing earlier to being more a planning meeting for the festival director position, but I think that's important as well.
Yeah, we should have our own time. Okay, too.
Okay. I like that idea. So half hour, and because I've had the discussions with them, I can present that to them, but I'll wait to do that until after I hear more from you, Lloyd, on your research and ideas and such, if that sounds good. But I will let them know that we decided to hold off on the official voting until we have a phone interview with them, and I'll give them the date of that. So, I guess I'll tell them right off the bat when that'll be. Great. And then, Jared, so you're going to chat with me later about the advertising piece.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. And then a final Varia was just a bit of EWE discussion. I know at our planning meeting, Jared, you brought up the EWE thing, but I don't know if you said you got to read the minutes from the IJ Festival meeting.
Yes.
Or the festival meeting where I presented to the board that EWE has expressed discontent with the current or with the process that the fund has been run and wants to now put all the money, $50,000, straight into savings every year. So I just wanted to make sure all the board knows that that's where we're at with EWE. How it was left at the festival was me and Jet Kelly had a long conversation about it, and he basically said he was actually pleased with how things have been run and was going to report that back to EWE and let me know how what his response is. So I have not heard a response. I also don't have Jet Kelly's contact information. Kim, do you?
Yep, I'll email it to you right now.
Okay. That would be great.
Just his email, is that okay?
If his email is perfect, yeah. And then so I'll check in with him and report back at our next meeting. Just kind of where that stands. But that also includes the YEP money that he was giving to YEP. He said he wanted all of it to just go straight into the bank account for the future. So, just so everyone's aware. Any other discussion about that? Okay. Let us set our next meeting date. Meeting dates, if we can set two again like we did this last month, that would be great. So we are looking at Sundays. My suggestion for myself that would be ideal would be the 8th and the 22nd.
Yeah, I would certainly go for the 8th and not the 1st.
Yeah. How does that work for other people?
Kyle, this is Kyle. I'm good with that.
Okay. Is anyone else still here? I keep hearing beeping.
Good to me.
Okay.
This is Jared. The 8th doesn't work for me. If we could maybe do the following or another Sunday, but I can do the 22nd.
Can do the 22nd. Okay. I cannot do the 1st or the 15th.
What about the 21st?
21st? He said the 22nd works, but not the 8th.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
But, yeah, we can also switch the day if need be, especially because that's going to be somewhat of an important meeting, it sounds like.
Yeah, how's the 7th then?
The 7th, let me see. It looks like I have a gig from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so I should be done in time to be there for a meeting on the 7th.
This is Jared. I can just do that. I'll do the 8th. I'm sorry.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'll make it work somehow.
Can put it in? Okay. All right, thanks for being flexible, Jared. Okay, so do we want to say 5:30 on the 8th and 5:30 on the 22nd?
Well.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, good. That is official, and I will let them know to come at 6 o'clock, Bill and Katja, on the 14th, or 8th, sorry, 8th. Okay, that's a meeting. Last part we need to do is adjourn. Does anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion, Kyle.
Okay, and it doesn't need a second, so any discussion? Okay, voting, all in favor, anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. All right, thanks, you guys. I know it was a bit longer than hoped, but I think we made some important progress, so good work.
All right, later.
Later. Have a good night, you guys.
See you, Aaron. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.